Well, as that race goes on, there is another kind that is fading away. Since the 1920s, dog tracks across the country have drawn millions of spectators, but these days the sport is falling out of favor. Only 6 states still allow live dog racing, and as Jimmy Jenkins reports from Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Arizona is set to end dog racing at the last track in the West.
A ragged rabbit lure squeaks as it skips along a rusted metal railing. The sound sends 8 anxious greyhounds into a frenzy before they're released from their wooden starting boxes to barrel down the dirt track at the Tucson Greyhound Park. There used to be 5 dog tracks like this in Arizona, but now Tucson is the last one in the state. And while thousands used to fill the stands here, only about 5 people are sitting outside on a cool Saturday evening watching the dogs run in circles under the stars.
It's just something to do and fun to watch them run around the track.
Phil Clay and his wife came down from Phoenix. They like watching live racing, but don't take it too seriously.
Pick a couple numbers and see what happens without any real intelligence behind it.
There's a bigger crowd inside the racetrack clubhouse, but they're not paying attention to the greyhounds or having a drink at the Dog Days bar. They're watching simulcast videos from other racetracks around the state. And for the Tucson Greyhound Park, this is where the real money comes from. The park earns hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from other racetracks that pay to simulcast their races on TV screens in Tucson. People can come to the Greyhound Park or one of their off-track betting sites to wager on dog races in Florida and horse races in New York. But Arizona law mandated that to offer simulcast races and off-track betting, Tucson Greyhound Park had to offer live racing as well, which is why the dogs are still running. 8 at a time, 16 races a night, 140 nights a year, in front of mostly empty bleachers. And with each lap, the dogs may be risking their limbs and their lives.
They're running so fast, and they have no body fat. They're very fragile.
Christine Dorchak is the president of Grey 2K USA, the group behind the current racing ban effort. She says the dogs are sleek and lightweight and can run as fast as 40 miles an hour. When they bump into each other at such high speeds, their bodies just can't withstand the impact.
And that's why we see broken necks, broken legs. We see paralysis. We see spinal cord injuries.
Dorchak's group claims greyhound racing is cruel and inhumane, and they cite the Tucson track as one of the worst in the country for dog injuries. Records from the track show 2 dogs died racing last year while more than 120 were injured. Video taken by Grey 2K shows the dogs are kept in their muzzles while living in cramped cages on track-owned property. Michael Rossi represents Tucson Greyhound Park. He maintains the dogs are treated humanely, but says the industry is aware of its public perception.
Horse and dog racing nationwide has been struggling over the last many years. The sport overall is and has been in decline.
Rossi says public tastes and perceptions have turned against animal racing, and competition from casino-style gaming has only hastened the decline.
It is hard for traditional forms of gaming to compete against the very fast action of video terminals, slot machines.
He says the track owners have come to accept the end of the live racing era, but want to hold on to the lucrative simulcast revenue. So a compromise was struck between the track and the animal rights group to get a bill through the Arizona State House.
It was originally brought to do away with live dog racing, but the majority of the bill it actually has to do with off-track betting.
State Representative Chris Ackerley of Tucson says the bill they crafted will allow the Greyhound Park to stop hosting live racing at the end of June and still offer simulcasting at the track and their off-track sites for 2 more years. So the park keeps their main revenue source and dog racing comes to an end in Arizona.
Which is probably a pretty good idea. But if we're going to legislate them out of business, then there needs to be an exit strategy.
Ackerley says additional legislation will be needed to determine what happens after the 2-year grace period. And the track will have to figure out what to do with the more than 400 dogs that live on their property. Some will be adopted, some will be bred, and others will go on to race at the tracks in the 5 remaining states. But soon, they won't be chasing the rabbit at the Tucson Greyhound Park anymore. For Here and Now, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.